Locals celebrated the reopening of the Auld Kirk in Bradford on Sunday, almost 200 years after settlers built their first church on the site. The Auld Kirk isn't easy to find in town unless you know where to look. It's not off the main street or propped up on a hill for drivers to see. It's located at 3380 Line 6, far down the dirt road and close to a dead end. It's a beautiful symmetrical structure covered in red brick and off-white accents. The windows and doors are arched in a Gothic style and the land surrounding is scattered with gravestones older than the building itself. Some would say it's better preserved this way, nestled between the large oak trees, away from the high traffic areas in town, but preservation wasn't always in the cards for the historic building. Ward 3 Caon. Gary Lamb, who has a high interest in history and sits on the Restoration Committee, was in attendance. He has deep roots in West Gwillimbury and its descendants from as far back as 1802. When we first opened these doors, all the pews were piled into a corner, getting ready to ship them out, said Lamb. The plaster on the ceiling was falling and windows were boarded up. Another challenge was figuring out who owned the building. It turned out to be under the United Church of Canada, which sold it to the town for restoration. This is a fascinating place to be in and I'm just proud to be on the committee with such a wonderful group of people, said Lamb. Improvements have been made with more on the way thanks to dedicated locals and the Bradford West Gwillimbury Local History Association, which coordinates and facilitates the repairs. David Chambers is a carpenter and expert on historical buildings. He and his son Bruce replaced the front doors and were asked to build a railing for the stage. I feel honored and privileged to stand on the hallowed grounds of this historic site, said Chambers. I declare the restored Auld Kirk Church officially reopened, and to stand as a testament to the hard-working pioneers of West Gwillimbury. His wife, June, had the honor of cutting the ribbon on the stage as part of the celebration on Sunday. Other improvements include the ceiling repair, the gates at the front entrance donated by the Sorensen family, which were forged by blacksmiths in West Gwillimbury in the mid-1850s, as well as heat and hydro installed recently by the town. Jan Blommaert, chair of the History Association, had nothing but positive things to say about the revamp. We've really enjoyed a good working partnership with the town staff. Not only did they put in the heat and hydro but also a security system, she said. The Auld Kirk has stood the test of time, part and parcel due to dedicated people like the Chambers and the History Association. The archives at the Bradford Library show photos of the building throughout the ages, one from the early 1900s with a garage built next to it. Another more recent photo shows overgrown trees blocking the front entrance. There are also pieces showing a plaque unveiling of the historic site in 1958, and an outdoor service attended by many in 1975. Evidently, there has always been an appreciation for the Auld Kirk by residents. The celebration inside the church on Sunday held remarks by members of the History Association and ended with a hymn singing. Outside were a variety of local artisans, historians, and vendors. Anne Campbell, who sits on the executive board and was dressed in full pioneer garb, said, "The Bradford West Gwillimbury Local History Association has made the preservation of the Auld Kirk a priority for the past 15 years. Today is an opportunity to pay tribute to the pioneers who first established the church, a building that has survived 150 years after they closed its doors." Blommaert hopes to continue their yearly celebrations at the Auld Kirk, which take place both in June and December.